Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. The folktale in today's show helps remind us that you can't commit halfway if you want the full reward. I've called this episode, You Can't Achieve Complete Success with Only Partial Commitment. The best way to succeed at anything in life is to know where you're going and what you're aiming for. After all, it's hard to hit a target if you don't know what it is. Goal setting has thus become something that happens at work and in our personal lives. At work, we often hear the acronym SMART for our goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. That is, something we can clearly identify, something we can definitely state whether we made it or not, something that we actually believe we can achieve, something meaningful to us, and something with a deadline. It's a great method to help us reach our goals, but it's missing one little thing: commitment. You see, without commitment to a goal, it doesn't matter how smart it is, you won't reach it. Because any goal that's meaningful is going to come with the challenges of time, effort, and obstacles. If you're not committed to reaching that goal, one of those challenges will stop you. Heck, it might even keep you from even starting. But if you are committed completely and fully, none of those will matter. And when you hit that goal, it's going to feel great. Goals, success, and achievement are nothing new. Neither is the commitment to getting there. And like just about every other important matter, there's a folktale that gives us key points to ponder and keep in mind. For this one, it's a great story from the Philippines called The Reward of Kindness. In a certain town, there once lived a couple who had never had a child. They had been married for nearly 5 years and were very anxious for a son. The name of the wife was Clara, and of the man, Philip. One cloudy night in December, while they were talking by the window of their house, Clara said to her husband that she was going to pray the novena, 9 consecutive days of praying, so that heaven would give them a child. "I would even let my son serve the devil if he would but give us a son." As her husband was willing that she should pray the novena, Clara began the next day her fervent devotions to the Virgin Mary. She went to church every afternoon for 9 days. She carried a small prayer book with her and prayed until 6 o'clock every evening. At last, she finished her novenario, but no child was born to them, and the couple was disappointed. A month had passed when, to their great happiness, Clara gave birth to a son. The child they nicknamed Ido. Ido was greatly cherished by his parents, for he was their only child, but he did not care much to stay at home. He early began to show a fondness for traveling abroad and was always to be found in the dense woods on the outskirts of the town. One afternoon, when the family was gathered together around a small table talking, a knock was heard at the door. "Come in," said Philip. "No, I just want to talk with your wife," answered a hoarse voice from without. Clara, trembling, opened the door, and, to her great surprise, she saw standing there a man who looked like a bear. "A devil! A devil!" she exclaimed. But the devil pacified her and said, "Clara, I have come here to get your son you promised me a long time ago. Now that the day has come when your son can be of some service to me, will you deny your promise?" Clara could make no reply at first. She merely called her son, and when he came, she said to the devil, "Here is my son. Take him, since he is yours." Ido, who was at this time about 17 years old, was not frightened by the devil. "Come," said the devil, "and be my follower." At first, Ido refused, but he finally consented to go because of his mother's promise. The devil now took Ido to his cave, far away outside the town. He tried in many ways to tempt Ido, but was unable to do so because Ido was a youth of strong character. Finally, the devil decided to exchange clothes with him. Ido was obliged to put on the bear-like clothes of the devil and to give him his own soldier suit. Then the devil produced a large bag full of money and said to Ido, "Take this money and go traveling about the world for 7 years. If you live to the end of that time and spend this money only in doing good, I will set you free. If, however, you spend the money extravagantly, you will have to go to hell with me." When he had said these words, he disappeared. Ido now began his wanderings from town to town. Whenever people saw him, they were afraid of him and would refuse to give him shelter. But Ido would give them money from his bag, and then they would gather about him and be kind to him. After many years, he happened to come to a town where he saw an old woman summoned before a court of justice. She was accused of owing a sum of money, but was unable to pay her debt and the fine imposed on her. When Ido paid her fine for her and thus released her from prison, the woman could hardly express her gratitude. As most of the other people about were afraid of Ido and he had no place to sleep, this woman decided to take him home with her. Now, this old woman had 3 daughters. When she reached home with the bear-like man, she called her eldest daughter and said, "Now, my daughter, here is a man who delivered me from prison. As I can do nothing to reward him for his great kindness, I want you to take him for your husband." The daughter replied, "Mother, why have you brought this ugly man here? No, I cannot marry him. I can find a better husband." On hearing this harsh reply, the mother could not say a word. She called her second daughter and explained her wishes to her. But the younger daughter refused, just as her sister had refused, and she made fun of the man. The mother was very much disappointed, but she was unable to persuade her daughters to marry her benefactor. Finally, she determined to try her youngest daughter. When the daughter heard her mother's request, she said, "Mother, if to have me marry this man is the only way by which you can repay him for his kindness, I'll gladly marry him." The mother was very much pleased, but the 2 older daughters were very angry with their sister. The mother told the man of the decision of her youngest daughter, and a contract was signed between them. But before they were married, the bear-like man asked permission from the girl to be absent for 1 more year to finish his duty. She consented to his going and gave him half her ring as a memento. At the end of the year, which was the last of his 7 years wandering, the bear-like man went to the devil and told him that he had finished his duty. The devil said, "You have beaten me. Now that you have performed your 7 years wandering and have spent the money honestly, let us exchange clothes again." So the man received back his soldier-like suit, which made him look like a knight, and the devil took back his bearskin. Then the man returned to the old woman's house. When his arrival was announced to the family, the 2 older daughters dressed themselves in their best, for they thought that he was a suitor come to see them. But when the man showed the ring and asked for the hand of the woman's youngest daughter, the 2 nearly died with vexation, while the youngest daughter was very happy. This particular tale is so good at capturing the spirit of this episode, and there are two key points in it that I really want to emphasize. First, when you commit to something, you have to commit before you even know the outcome. It's not really a commitment otherwise, and you're not achieving anything. But if you want something, anything, before you have it, commit to it, wholly and completely. This happened three times in the story, when the mother asked for a child, when the son committed to 7 years of doing good, and when the youngest daughter committed to marrying her mother's deliverer. At the point of commitment, none of them had any idea what the outcome would be. In fact, for all of them, there was risk. But that's what makes the commitment count. And this leads us to the second key point, and the most important. When you commit to something, you have to go all the way. What if the mother had not followed through on the commitment with her son? We know the devils in folk tales are often unforgiving. What if the young man had decided that 6 years of doing good was enough? Well, as the devil told him, if he failed, it was off to hell. And what if the youngest daughter had not agreed to marry him? Well, we have the answer to that one and her two older sisters. They missed out and nearly died with vexation. In other words, lifelong regret. Ouch. As we conclude this episode, I hope the story and these key points resonate with you as much as they do with me. Remember, the journey to achieving your dreams and goals is paved with unwavering commitment and perseverance. Without total dedication, you will find yourself falling short. But when you wholeheartedly commit, you'll find that the rewards are not just success and happiness, but the satisfaction of knowing you gave it your all. So, go forward with complete commitment and watch as your own tale unfolds into a happy ending. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep striving and believing in your journey. We'll see you for the next episode of Tales for Life.